Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talks Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf less than a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Sukkah 26. Gemara talking about ha'osek min ha'mitzvah, very fascinating concept. The Braisa says, Rav Chanan ben Akavya says, with regards to those who write tefillin scrolls and Torah scrolls and mezuzah scroll, they themselves, their merchants, anyone involved in heaven's work. And the Gemara interrupts to say, those who sell techeles, they are all exempt from the recitation of Shema, from the obligation of prayer, from the donning of tefillin, and from all mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah. This corroborates the words of Rav Yossi Aglili, for Rav Yossi Aglili used to say, one who is occupied with one mitzvah is exempt from the performance of another mitzvah. Fascinating idea. Someone who is fully involved in a mitzvah technically can be taken away from the obligation of having to do another mitzvah. That's the very famous idea of a chassan who's a wedding, and the wedding night he doesn't have to do Shema. He's involved in the wedding and whatnot. People who are involved in Meis Mitzvah don't have to worry about other things. Someone who's an owning doesn't have any mitzvahs because he's lahavdil, he's majorly grieving on the dead that's lying in front of him. We should never know from such things. Someone who's involved majorly in a mitzvah is exempt from the other mitzvahs. Not going to get into the ramifications of that or the halachic aspects of it, but the idea to think about is that we should fully be immersed in any mitzvah we're doing, that nothing else can perturb us, that nothing else can bother us, that nothing else could come to our attention that we'd be distracted and we have to take care of. If you're involved in learning, be fully present, be fully involved in the learning. If you're in the daf, if you're doing the parsha, or you're learning halacha, you're learning something else, be fully involved in what you're doing. Be fully immersed in what you're saying, in what you're doing. Ha'osig min ha'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. Not that we're looking to get out of other mitzvahs, but that you're so involved in the current mitzvah. You're so involved in the action and what you're doing. Nothing else around you perturbs you. They talk about in the Gemara later on, there was a certain sage who was so engrossed and so involved in his learning, so involved that even a bird above him would be burned to a crisp because the learning was so intense, was so focused, and was so on point, nothing else could perturb him, and the fire of his learning, metaphorically, literally, burned the bird above him. Be involved in that mitzvah, fully be involved, fully be engrossed in the mitzvah that is upon you, in the mitzvah that is before you, in such that nothing else can come to your way and can interrupt your day. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 27 here on the TTD.